Yep.
So we saw in the Mishnah there was a takana of Ezra. Ezra said that somebody who is a Baal Keri should not be Isaac Batairah. The question is, what do you do when you need to say Krishma? And the Mishnah said, you should do Hirhur. You should be Maharher Beliboy. To which the Gemara said that clearly you see that Hirhur must be considered Kedibur. What does it mean, it must be considered Kedibur? If Hirhur is Lav Kedibur, then why on earth are you being Maharher? What are you gaining? What are you achieving? So it must be that Hirhur is considered Kedibur, and therefore we can really consider as if you've said Kriyashma, with the obvious follow-up question being, well, if it really is considered as if you are talking, then you might as well talk. Mamanoshach, what's the point of this compromise? Either you let him do Dibur because he's got Kriyashma, or you don't. So if you don't let him do Hirhur, and if you do, then let him speak. Which the Gemara gave this vague teret, k'da'ashkechon b'sinai. So I think we should see the Tosfos again because we left off a little bit abruptly yesterday. I think, Rav Nachum, is that you?
Yeah, can I ask a question? The takana itself is Ezra's getting it from Har Sinai, from what?
It's there? Based on Har Sinai, but it does not mean it's a din min ha-Torah.
Because usually,
min ha-Torah, a Baal Keri is allowed to be Isaac Bateya. This is definitely a Takana Midrabanan, but it has a basis, as it were, in the Torah. We cannot say that we're deriving it from the Torah. If we're really deriving it from the Torah, it would be a full-blown Issa D'Oraisa. It's not. It's just like you see prior to Matan Torah, they were told to be Tahir. So too, as I said, we're going to institute that as a full-time Takana, but it's not really a Din Min HaTorah.
Because usually isn't a takana something that like the gedolim of that door will do because something in the door is doing. It's more local as opposed to a source.
Doesn't have to be when we have the principle of asmachta. There was a chazal in the second something. There's an asmachta in our Torah. So this is similar to that. That for whatever reason, why Ezra instituted it, I'm not sure. But either way, actually I do know the more discusses there. But either way, it's based on the Torah, if not derived from the Torah. The Gemara there says, by the way, that the reason for this takana was, remember, after somebody has had relations with his wife, he's considered a Baal Keri and has to therefore tovel in the mikveh according to this takana. So the Gemara says that the purpose was in order that they should not be with their wives too often. So by making it, as it were, more difficult, more impractical, by being mechayev at tefillah in the mikveh, that way they would ensure they'd be with their wives less. So that was the purpose of the takana. But what was the basis of the takana? The precedent was the Torah, but it's not derived from the Torah. Either way, we're a little bit stuck now. This was the Gemara's question. If Hirhur is considered kedibur, then let him speak. Remember, let's not forget, and we still have to deal with this, by the way, when we get to Birkas Hamozoin, remember, this whole Takanas Ezra was waived. Why was it waived? Because Birkas Hamozoin is a Doiraisa. And if it's a Doiraisa, so we cannot have a Takana Midrabanon overriding a Doiraisa. So why don't we say the same for Kriyashma? If Hirhur is Kedibur, so basically, you're allowing him to speak, or at least you're allowing him as if to speak. So let him speak properly. It's true, that way you will be contravening the takon of Ezra, but what do you want me to do? I've got a mitzvah of Kriyashma to deal with. So the Gemara's answer was, k'da ashkechon b'sinai. Now, what does that mean, k'da ashkechon b'sinai? So before we see the Tosfos again, let's just explain one more time. There are two simultaneous inyonim going on over here. When you say Kriya Shema, you're in fact doing two things at the same time. Number one, you are fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Number two, you are also being Oseik Batayra. Because after all, the Psokim of Kriya Shema come from the Torah. For the moment, we are assuming, very understandably, that if Hirhur is considered Kedibur, then it would be considered Dibur, both with regard to fulfilling Kriya Shema and also with regard to being Isaac Matera. In other words, if it's Dibur, then it's Dibur, right across the board with all the ramifications. That, therefore, was the Gemara's question. If you're considering it Dibur with regard to Kriya Shema, then surely it's Dibur also with regard to being Isaac Batayra. So let the guy just speak then. Let him speak. He's anyway contravening the Takana of Ezra. Fine, we've got no choice. We've got Kriya Shema Deiraisa to contend with. So if he is thinking Hiru, which is tantamount to Dibur, let him just speak. That was the Gemara's question. So let's look again at Tosfos, the third bottom and the second bottom Tosfos. Let's explain the Kasha and then we'll see the Teret. It says Tosfos, Yotzi Besfosa, we saw this yesterday. Tosfos explains the question. Kiven the Sharis Lehirhur, because you are allowing him under this circumstance of Kriya Shema to think the words Afal Pi Shehu Kedibur, even though that is considered Dibur Le'inyan with regard to Lotz Yisidei Kriya Shema, comma, K'moy Kein, so too also Mikri Dibur, it should also therefore be considered Dibur Le'inyan Demikri Isaac Batayra, which means that basically he is as if he is learning Torah verbally. And you are nonetheless allowing it because Kriya Shema is so important. And because since you are allowing him to think, Afal Pishuhu Balkeri, despite the fact that he's a Balkeri, but you're allowing him to think in Kriya Shema. Why? Because the mitzvah of Kriya Shema cannot be overridden. Tatir loy. So permit for him gam dibur question mark. Tosfos is explaining the Gemara's question. That is the Gemara's question. If it's considered dibur with regard to Kriya Shema, surely it should be considered dibur with regard to Torah as well. And you're allowing it because of Kriya Shema purposes. No, so allow him to talk. Why does he have to do this whole shtick of just thinking? He might as well just speak. Says Tosfos, Kada Ashkechon B'Sinai. If you remember, we saw the Tosfos yesterday, a little bit hastily. The answer is going to be that our assumption was in fact wrong. And strangely enough, we can say that this is considered Dibur with regard to Kriya Shema, but it's not considered Dibur with regard to being Isaac Batayra. So in fact, he's not in fact contravening the Takana of Ezra. In other words, when Ezra instituted, do not learn Torah when you are a Balkeri. Now what does that mean, don't learn? Don't do a Dibur. So if we were to ask Ezra Sofer at the time, what happens if I don't do a Dibur, I just do a Hirhur Kadibur? Is that okay? So until this point in time, we would have said, of course, it's not okay. If Hirhur is Kadibur, then you are being over the Takana. The way Tosfos is learning the Gemara's answer is that no. Only real Dibur was outlawed. By Hirhur Kadibur, when it is just tantamount to Dibur, then that's not outlawed. Says Tosfos, what this means is, af al gav de kedibur domi, even though, yes, it is considered like dibur le inyan sheyotza comma, with regard to being yotze kriya shema, yes, it is considered like dibur, but strangely enough, mikol mokoim, lav kedibur domi le inyan Shehei Balkeri also Laharher. all the way to say that it's considered like dibur, such that you are considered to have been violating the takana of Ezra, that not. That not. Why not? Kedash kechom b'sinai. Just like you find in Sinai, dahoyasham dibur vayutzrichim litboil. There was a dibur from HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Torah, even though they needed to be tovel. Ba'afal pisha hayu shoyskin, shemeya ka'oina. So even though Klal Yisrael were perfectly silent, they were listening every word. Shemeya is ka'oina, as we famously know. Shemeya ka'oina means what? And if you listen, it's as if you are responding. So if it is as if they were responding, so how are they allowed to do so when they needed to be total? The answer must be because they are not doing real dibur. It is only shemeya ka'oina. But nobody says that shemeya is oina. Shemeya ka'oina. So you see, says Tosfos, that this whole Har Sinai, which remember, as you pointed out, Nachum, is the basis of Takanas Ezra, there you see that it's only real dibur that was outlawed. But anything which is considered like dibur, that was never outlawed. And therefore, in the final analysis, if we want to know, is hirhur kedibur or not? The answer is one word. It depends. With regard to Kriya Shema, it's considered like dibur, and that's good enough. With regard to the Takana of Ezra, it's not considered like dibur, because what was outlawed? Only real dibur. Not something which is considered halachically as if it was dibur, but it's not real dibur. So according to this stage of the Gemara, the Mishnah is very good. If somebody is a Baal Keri, he is not allowed to enunciate words of Torah. But if he's just Maharher, that will be fine. Why will that be fine? Because on the one hand, he is being Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema. It only requires a Hirur Kedibur. On the other hand, he is not considered violating the Takon of Ezra. Why not? Because the Takon of Ezra only outlawed real dibur, but not kadibur. Great. All of this is the opinion of Rabin. Now, there is an opposing opinion, that of Rav Chisda. But before we see Rav Chisda, we missed out a Tosfos. Let's have a look at the Tosfos. Balkeri maharher beliboy, ve'inoy mevarech loy lefoneo v'loy leacharecho. So the Balkeri is doing what? He's not saying the words of Kriya Shema. He is thinking the words of Kriya Shema. And as we've just seen, hirur is kedibur. Whereas the brachas are not being said, nor are they being thought. Even behirur, says Tosfos. Balkeri maharer beliboi ve'einim avarech loy lefoneo v'loy lachareho, says Tosfos. Pirush afilu behirur. Even behirur kedemashma v'gemara, nonetheless, the brachas, you should not be involved with the brachas whatsoever. Not only should you not clearly say the brachas, obviously, neither should you even think the brachas. Kriya Shema, you are thinking Kriya Shema, you're being maharher beliboy. But the brachas, not only you're not saying them, you're not even thinking them either. Now, the big question is, the obvious question, and I'm sure you're all thinking this, why not? What would I lose if I would think the brachas? If you allow me to think Kriya Shema because Hirur is Kedibur, then why can't I just think the brachas as well?
It's an interesting phenomenon. During davening, if you're in shul, when the Shaliach Tzibur recites those brachas, we all respond, Amen. So it's interesting that here you have the Baal Kuri of these Maharher, the brachos. There's no way anyone can respond to me.
Right, 100%. Whatever you say, even if you say that Hirhur is Kedibur, but nobody in the world will say that you can say Amen. Because at the end of the day, you can say all the lomdas in the world you like, but I never heard a bracha. So it's a halachically considered speech, but it's not a real speech. You know, you remind me of Rabbi Yehuda David. They used to say a joke that one of the Hasidish Rebbes passed away. So the Hasidim was so adamant that he didn't die, even though he did, and they buried him. But then as far as they were concerned, he was still alive. So every Shabbos, on Shabbos morning, when it came to the third Aliyah, they called up the Rebbe. They called up the Rebbe as if he was alive, and they waited, and the Baal Kuri read. So somebody once came in and said, what's his business with Shlishi? Who did you call up? So we called the Rebbe. I said, what do you mean? But he died. Yeah, but it's as if he's alive, and as far as we're concerned, he got an Aliyah. So someone said, no, try giving him Hagba.
That's good. It's like I heard once from my brother that this schism they had about the Rebbe. He says, you have the Shlitaniks and the Zatzalniks.
Zatzalniks. Okay.
Yeah.
So we need to understand now why, if you're allowing him, and not just allowing him, you're instructing him when it comes to Kriya Shema, then you're telling him he should think the Kriya Shema. So why, when it comes to, all of a sudden, when it comes to the bracha of the Kriya Shema, the bracha before and after, why can't he think those as well? Why can't he think those as well? So the Gemara, that's Tosfos Kasha, says Tosfos. V'hainu taima.
The reason
is the Sharina Tfei B'Kriya Shema. Why are we giving you more permit with regard to Kriya Shema Mibrachis? This is the $64 million question. With regard to Kriya Shema, we're allowing him to be Maharher based on the Hirhur is Kedibur. So why can't you allow the same for Brachis as well? Why are we being more lenient with Kriya Shema than we are with Brachais? Says Tosis, V'hainu taima. This is now the reason I'm going to explain it to you, says Tosis. V'hainu taima, the Sharim not tfei. Why are we permitting more but Kriya Shema than Brachais? The answer is, everybody guessed, Mishum de Kriya Shema, Deiraisa, U'Brachais, Derabbanan. Period. That is basically the theme of our Mishnah. If brachas are only a derabbanon, and they are, so I don't need to give you any leniencies. I don't want you to now base yourself on kulas. Hirur is kedibur and it's good enough. Excuse me, don't say brachas when you are a Baal Keri. There's no great necessity to say them. After all, the chiv is only derabbanon. But with regard to Kriya Shema, I have no choice. Why do I have no choice? Because the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is Deiraisa. Oh, if it's Deiraisa, I've got to give you some leeway. So that's why the Gemara came up and the Mishnah. I'm giving you leeway. How much leeway am I giving you? I'm not allowing you, say Chazal, to actually say the words of Kriya Shema. That would be pushing your luck. But at least you can do the compromise of Hirhur Kedibur. But why am I only giving you that leniency with regard to Kriya Shema? Because Kriya Shema is Deiraisa. The brachas are Derabbanan, so we're not looking for leniencies. By the way, we've already discussed, we'll have to come back to this, Why did the Mishnah afterwards say that if you eat, you say Birkas HaMazon? So what will you tell me? Because Birkas HaMazon is Da'iraisa. That's true, but why are you saying the words? Why don't you do Hirhur? Even with regard to Kriya Shema, L'chaira Kriya Shema, Tosfos just told us, is Da'iraisa. And we still don't let you say the words. We say, be Maharher. So why can't you be Maharher Birkas HaMazon? The Mishnah didn't say be Mahara. The Mishnah says you mavorech halamozin. So that we have to see in due course. But either way, Tosfos has said, and we saw this on Rashi on the Mishnah as well, the reason why we are makel with regard to Kriya Shema is because it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, so we cannot waive it. And the reason why we are more machmir when it comes to brachas is because brachas are only drabanon anyway, so therefore those can be more easily waived, and we're not going to give him leniencies of hirhur kedibur. Now, says Tosfos, what I just told you, that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is d'oraisa, is actually not so pashut. Because there is an opinion that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is only d'rabbanon. Va'afilu leman d'oma Kriya Shema d'rabbanon. And even according to the opinion that Kriya Shema is drabanon, in which case we're back to square one. Why are we back to square one? Because if you're telling me Kriya Shema is only a drabanon, then I can't really understand. So what's the difference between the Kriya Shema and the brachas? Until now you're telling me, no, it's completely different. The Kriya Shema is d'oraisa. Says Tosfos, I must be honest. There is an opinion that says it's Rabbanon, says Tosfos, V'afilu l'mandom ha-Kriya Shema d'Rabbanon. Hainu heicha dehizkir yitzias Mitzrayim. We must remember, very, very, very important, besides for the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, there is a mitzvah of Zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim, which is definitely the Eraisim. So if you have not said Yetzias Mitzrayim, then you've definitely got to say Kriya Shema Min HaTorah. Why? Because you've got to say Mitzrayim. So even the opinion that says that Kriya Shema is only a Derabbanon, that's because that's in a case where you have already mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim. So then there is an opinion that says Kriya Shema is no longer a Chiyuv Min HaTorah. So what's our Mishnah talking about? Says Tosfos, Avol Masnisin. However, our Mishnah is talking about Shaloi Hizkir Yitzias Mitzrayim. He does not mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. And if you have not mentioned Yitzias Mitzrayim, so Kriya Shema in our Mishnah is what? Is Deiraisa according to all opinions. Therefore, says Tosfos, my Teretz comes back. Why are we more makel with regard to Kriya Shema? Because it's d'oraisa. How do you know it's d'oraisa? There is, after all, an opinion that says Kriya Shema is drabanon. That's only if you've said Mitzrayim. By the way, where do you say Mitzrayim? Where do you talk about Mitzrayim? In the whole bracha of Emes V'yatziv, after the Kriya Shema, that's when you discuss at great length Makas B'choyres and Kriyas Yamsuf and the Shvatim and the Oisos. In our Mishnah says Tosfos, Shaloi Hitiru Loi Loimar Emes V'yatziv. After all, they have not permitted, the Mishnah says quite clearly, that you cannot say Emes V'yatziv. And if you cannot say Emes V'yatziv, you have definitely not made mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim. If that's the case, V'avakriyas Shema Do'iraisa. Therefore, Kriya Shema is really Do'iraisa. The Emes V'yatziv is Derabbanon now. Why is Emes V'yatziv Derabbanon? Because now you have mentioned Mitzrayim, where? Sha'arei Hizkir Yetzias Mitzrayim B'Kriya Shema, period. There are two places or two ways that you can be Mekayim the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Where do we mention?
Oh.
two possible places where we can say Yetzias Mitzrayim. What are they? Either in Krishma, Vayema Hashem, or in the bracha of Emes V'Yatziv. Either one will do. In our Mishnah, the Mishnah says, you do not say the brachas of Emes V'Yatziv. If you do not say Emes V'Yatziv, then according to all opinions, Kriya Shema is now Da'iraisa, which means you will say Kriya Shema, you will thereby be Yotzei the mitzvah Da'iraisa of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which therefore automatically means that Emes V'Yatziv is now a Derabbanan. Therefore, it really is true to say that Kriya Shema is Da'iraisa, Emes V'Yatziv, the brachas are only Derabbanan, and that's why we are only lenient for Kriya Shema as not for the brachas. Says Tosfos in conclusion, one moment. So why did they do it this way round? Remember, you can either say Kriya Shema and then Emes V'Yatziv will become Derabbanan, or you can say Emes V'Yatziv and then Kriya Shema will be Derabbanan. So why were they lenient in Kriya Shema? They could have been lenient in Emes V'Yatziv and not in Kriya Shema. All I've got to do is make sure that you're yotzei the mitzvah of the Deraisa. Says Tosfos, Ve'ein lahakshos. You cannot, however, ask, Nitkan, let them institute the lema that you should say Emes V'Yatziv. Let them say Emes V'Yatziv, V'loi lema Kriya Shema question mark. Why didn't Chazal say, instead of saying Kriya Shema, better to say Emes V'Yatziv, that way you will be Makayim your Da'iraisa, Kriya Shema will only be Derabbanan, so you won't say it. Says Tosfos, says, no, that's not a question. Because of the two, if I've got a choice, where should I be Makayim my Da'iraisa, it's definitely better to say Kriya Shema. Why? The Ha'odif, the Lema, Kriya Shema. It's definitely better to say Kriya Shema, the Isbeinami, Malchus, Shamayim. So, yes, with regard to the Deiraisa of Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's nothing to choose between Kriya Shema and Emes V'Yatziv. As long as you say Mitzrayim, it doesn't matter where. But let's not forget, Kriya Shema has the other inyan of Malchus Shamayim, which is very important. So therefore, if I've got to allow you to say one thing and one thing only, because you're a Baal Keri, I'd rather allow you to say Kriya Shema by being lenient and saying Hiruhur Kedibur, and Emes V'Yatziv will waive. Whereas if we would have been lenient with Emes V'Yatziv, then you would not say Kriya Shema. So even though, yes, you would have been Mekayim your mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, but you would have not said anything about Malchus Shamayim, and we do not want you to lose out on Malchus Shamayim. Okay.
Well, may I ask you a question? Going back to the Mishnah for a minute, the Rav has alluded us several times already, the fact that it seems like the halacha for Birkas HaMazon is different than saying Shema. That is, you could say Birkas HaMazon out loud, and in Kriya Shema, Hirur. We learned it differently, maybe incorrectly, on the fact that the Mishnah did not, wouldn't the Mishnah have to tell us that there's a difference? In other words, without the Mishnah telling us there's a difference, we'd have to think that there's a parallel between that it flows from one to the other. And Rashi tells us, Eina Mavorach means a filu hirur.
That's going on Krishna. That's going on the brachas of Krishna.
Right, but he seems like he's defining Mavorach. Yet the Mishnah says, with regard to Birkas HaMazon, Mavorach.
Okay, so we'll keep this open for the moment.
Okay.
You're suggesting for the moment that when the Mishnah says, if you eat your Mavorach, Birkas HaMazon, we are allowed to suggest that Mavorach means Behirur.
Right.
Which means
I don't know if it makes a difference.
So, okay, we'll accept the suggestion. We'll have to see in the Gemara if we see otherwise.
Okay.
So, Mamamashach, either we're going to have to suggest that Mavarech is a bit lav dafka and it means hirhur, which would be a perfect parallel to the Reisha, or we're going to have to say, no, Mavarech really means you've got to say the words, in which case we're going to have a kasha. Why is Birkas Hamazon different to Kriya Shema? So for the moment, for the sake of symmetry and simplicity, let's assume that Birkas Hamazon Mavarech also means hirhur. Okay, we'll keep that for the moment. We'll see what the Gemara says. Now, let's go to the Gemara now, first wide line. Everything we've been saying until now is the opinion of Ravina. Ravina is saying hirhur is kedibur, and that's why your yotze, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Says the Gemara, v'Rav Chista Omar, that no, hirhur lav kedibur dami. Rav Chista goes the exact opposite direction, that hirur is not considered dibur. How do I know? Says Rav Chista, very simple. Dehi sal kadata hirur is kadibur domi, because if hirur really would be kadibur, then yaitzi bisfasov, like the Gemara asked before. I don't understand this compromise. Well, it's like dibur, but I don't let you speak. If it's like dibur, then let him do dibur. What's the difference between real dibur and like dibur? So if you're allowed to do like dibur, then why can't you just do real dibur? Says Rav Chista, as far as I'm concerned, that is a kasha which has no answer to. And therefore, it's conclusive proof that hirhur is not kedibur. With the obvious question now being, so what's he doing b'chol? So why is he doing hirhur? If you're telling me that hirur is not kedibur, then what on earth is he achieving by doing hirur? Says the Gemara, Elo mai hirur lav kedibur dami. If so, lama maharher. So why is he busy thinking then? What does he gain? According to Ravina, I understand. If you think that's tantamount to speaking, oh, so there's a tremendous gain. You makana mitzvah natera of Krishna. But according to Rav Chista, that hirur is anyway lav kedibur. So if hirur is lav kedibur, so then why on earth is he being mahara? What's he gaining? He's wasting his time. Says the Gemara, very peculiar answer. Omer belaza kedei. Do you know what we achieve? Kedei shaloi yu kol ha'olam oiskim boi. We don't want everybody in the shul to be busy saying Kriya Shema. Vahu yoshev ubotel. And he'll just be sitting there doing nothing.
Well, that's an inyan tzias, perhaps. Perhaps that's tzias, because if they see he's not doing anything, then they'll realize that he's a balkari.
Right. Even though he's not actually saying the words, but it looks like, as it were, he's involved. So we don't want everybody to be busy with Kriya Shema, and he's the only one who's Yoshev Ubatel. So you're suggesting, for reasons of tznius, if everybody's saying Kriya Shema and he's busy staring at the ceiling, then everybody knows that he's a Balkari. So we want him to be involved. Now, we cannot allow him actually to say the words, because that would be contravening Ezra's Takana. So at least let him be involved, let him read the words, and as far as everyone's concerned, he's basically saying Kriya Shema. He's actually not saying Kriya Shema, but at least it looks like he is.
I would think it would be more that, so people don't think it's an apikiris, more than sneas, because in the next minute he's going to be staring at the wall while everyone's saying Shema and Ezra. So everyone's going to know anyway.
Okay, I hear.
Shimon Esrei is only amid the Rabbanan, so.
But still, they're going to be giving
him. It's true, he won't be able to do anything.
Right, they're going to be giving him funny looks.
Right, true.
Either way, says the Gemara, the Nigrais, the Pirka Achrina. What does that mean, v'nigra is v'pirka achrina? How did you understand that? What's the Gemara's question? Rabbi Yosef, how do you understand the Gemara's question? The Nigra is the
person. He won't be idle anymore. He'll be busy with something.
When?
Like everybody else is busy.
The way Archcroll explains it is that why doesn't he just sort of study something else?
Right. That's
while everybody else is saying Kriya Shema, he could be looking at something else.
Right. If you're concerned that he's going to be Yeshuv Botel, so why does he have to Maharib Kriya Shema to let him learn Gemara Brachas Daf Chof Amud Beis?
How can he? He can't even think it. He's a Balkari.
No, but he can because Hiro is Lav Kedibur according to Rav Chisda. So you're not gaining by Kriya Shema. So at least let him learn a bit. Let him get at least enjoy learning Torah Abyssal. He's not contravening Takana because it's Ezra. Omar Avada Ba'ava, but Dovar Shat Tzibur Oiskim Boy. We want him at least to be involved in the same matter that the rest of the Tzibur are being Oisik Boy. So yes, he's not gaining anything on the Kriya Shema front, but at least he's not Yeshiva Bottle, and it looks like he's basically doing the same as everybody else. Okay, we have to hold it over here.